Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the mighty 1090 studios with Mr. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. We're going to have a great show talking fishing in paradise right in our own backyard. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The Labor Day Sell-A-Thon is on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers.
Ford is offering great red carpet lease bonus on two great SUVs, the Edge and Explorer. Lease one during the Sell-A-Thon and take advantage of these amazing Labor Day deals. Stop into your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer to see if you qualify.
And if you're a current Ford lessee, the Ford dealers will also take care of you. Ask about the renewal programs, including special offers during the sell-a-thon.
Log on to buyfordnow.com to check out all the Labor Day sell-a-thon deals.
There are only a few times each year when your San Diego County Ford dealers get offers to sell a huge sell-a-thon sale. This is it. Labor Day is the biggest. They've got deals across the Ford lineup that you have to see to believe. Mustang, F-150, Explorer, the plug-in hybrid Fusion. They've got the vehicles for you.
But you have to act fast because Sell-A-Thon ends September 4th.
Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer right away. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We got the man, John Ireland. This is the show where we just get to be mellow and talk about the most favorite place ever, and that's the beautiful East Cape and my favorite spot in Rancho Leonero.
Yeah,
love it.
Indeed. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. Yeah,
man, you were showing me pictures before we went on the air of some amazing fishing at Rancho Leonero.
Fishing's good. Probably our best year in 10 or 15 years. Easily.
Wow. No
easily,
kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of wahoo, real, real good, consistent tuna bite, big billfish this year. You know, the East Cape Bisbee, the big fish was 542, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just, the fishing's been off the board. You know, I like inshore a lot, too, and there's big amberjack and big pargo. 1 week we had over 10 pargo that were over 25 pounds.
Wow, what changed? Jeez. I mean, what that, all that hot water went away, right?
Well, there's no, it's warm water still. It's 86, 87 degrees. It's just been a good year. It's just been strong. And the tuna, the yellowfin, love the warmer water. A lot of times the warmer water will hurt the other species, but not this year.
Yeah,
it's been real, real good fishing. Yeah,
really unusual to have wahoo in July and August, isn't it, or no?
You know, I wish I could tell you the specific time of year that the wahoo are biting the best. It's year round. It really is. When they're there, they're there. And, and normally when there's a few biting, there's a bunch biting. You know, they come in schools and impact the area. But actually, I would say the warmer the water, the more apt you are to catch the wahoo. But they're year-round. They really are.
Huh. Yeah, it always seemed like the fall was the time to catch them in September, like right now, September,
yeah, that's
October.
Yeah, that's warm water. And that's one of the beauties of coming down, the nice things of coming down in October, is that the water's still real warm, full of fish, but it's cooled down. The air's cooled down. It's very pleasant, and it's a real, real desirable time to be down at
there. Yeah, right about now, everything starts to cool, but the water stays at its peak for fishing.
Yeah, I think it's normally if it was going to go over 90, which is bogus, we don't want that, it would happen by now. So we're running about 86.5, 87. I've been out a couple of days last week myself, and it stayed pretty consistent. It jumped up to 86, 87 back in July, and it stayed pretty much the same through. And like I say, it sure hasn't hurt the fishing. The fishing's been off the board.
You were showing us those pictures this morning. There was a couple that was down at the ranch and had a morning for six wahoos fishing on the Super Ponga. I mean, there is some, and that's always the.
It's always beginner's luck, you know.
This is a
this
day.
They were on their honeymoon. This is a couple down for 3 days on their honeymoon and talked them into going fishing one day, and they just loaded up on the wahoo, six wahoo, and I'd say the average size of them was probably 35 pounds, and the biggest one maybe 50.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. What a cool day.
Yeah, six wahoo, you know, and anybody give their eye teeth any fish. I've never done that.
Yeah.
How many times have I
fished? That's a good day.
Seriously.
It's always beginner's luck, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
there's something to it.
Well, tell us about the ranch. I know a lot of our listeners are familiar with it. A lot of our listeners, of course, have visited once, twice, many times. What is Rancho Leonero?
Rancho Leonero is different. It's certainly the last of the old fish. Well, it's not a fishing camp anymore. It's way more
it's
than that.
Luxury resort.
it's pretty luxury, but it's the old style, and we're really the last of the old style hotels in all of Baja Sur, I think. I don't think there's any hotels that are like the ranch and being the old style. We still include the meals, and the other hotels are aspiring to be a Hyatt or a Hilton, and the bigger you get, to me anyway, the less manageable. And so we keep it small, and we're only 34 rooms, and we're very management intensive, and we really look out for everybody. Everyone knows everyone. It's like Cheers, you know, but beyond that. I mean, because we have guests that have been coming. The Cannoli family came and scared me. They had hats and T-shirts.
The Cannoli family?
The Cannoli family.
That they made that dessert named after?
Probably. Good Italian family. They come all the way from New York every year, and it was their 37th year. They had 37th Rancho Leonero anniversary.
Wow, no kidding.
And I'm going, I was thanking them. I'm going, oh, gosh, how old am I? This is unreal.
Did you own Rancho Leonero 37 years ago?
You know, I had the property. Actually, the hotel, I don't know how they managed to pull 37 years out.
Yeah.
It's been 34 years, I think, that we've been open, actually.
Because we're celebrating our 27th anniversary next Saturday here on Let's Talk Hookup. And I know you've been with us since, like, very early on in that time, and I know it wasn't long before that you had opened the ranch, so 34 years.
Yeah, I looked you up at the Del Mar Fred Hall show.
Yeah, remember? That's right. Yeah.
came and knocked on your door at the booth.
That's right. Yeah, gosh, it seems like ages ago.
It sure does, and it's been a good ride. It's
been a
great ride, for sure.
Things have changed a lot in the East Cape in those 26-plus years that we've been involved with you at Rancho Leonero. One of the things I remember, tell us how you used to go call in the fish reports every Sunday like you do today.
Certainly, you know, communication around the world has sure changed a lot. In the old days, I used to, I was doing the reports both Saturday and Sunday morning. So I would, and it was a labor of love. I'd hop on my bike and my quad and roll up the beach, and I had to bribe the cassette operator, which is a phone operator, to come in early so I could do the show both Saturday and Sunday.
I love that.
And they had, you know, four big batteries, and they had a crank, and they crank it up, and there were two lines into the whole area. Into the
whole
East area.
Coast.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Now you can be on your cell phone, and you can be on high-speed internet. And
well, now I can call in my reports when I'm out fishing normally, which is
exactly.
A beautiful thing. It's changed a bunch. And it's changed for the guests, too. You know, we've got Wi-Fi and a lot of stuff that you
satellite
never
TV.
Dreamed back then.
Yeah.
Sat TV. We have one TV in the whole hotel and the bar, and it's got all the sports, and that's pretty important.
You can watch, if you want to watch it, it's there. If you don't want to pay attention to it, you can walk
normally
away.
Normally it's not even on. But if there's a sports event or, you know, something going on where they want to watch CNN or, you know, the news, then they can. And then, so they're not totally isolated. And the Wi-Fi, you know, gives them the option to stay in touch at home or not stay in touch. They can tell their wife, gosh, there's no communication. And it's shocking how many do exactly that.
No, I'm going to be in remote Baja. There's no
phones down there.
No phones down here at work, especially with the work they pull it. Nope, can't get in touch with us.
Not I'll be out of commission for 4 days.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful thing because you can recharge your batteries and really get away. And it's not that far. It doesn't take that long. An hour and 50 minutes from San Diego, about the same from L.A.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very accessible.
We know Alaska Airlines flies now from L.A., from Orange County, from San Diego. And, of course, today's the big day. We're going to be giving away to one of the eight qualifiers from our San Diego County Ford dealers, our remote broadcast. Well, somebody's going to go to Rancho Leonero and fly on Alaska Airlines to come visit you. So.
Well, they get to go on the Airbus. I came up on the Airbus. They merged with Virgin, you know, and Virgin had all the Airbuses.
Uh-huh.
That's a nice airplane.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd been on one on the Alaska anyway. And first class is like international first class.
Nice.
It was nice.
Nice.
Leather chair, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
But there, I didn't know Alaska was flying out of Orange County.
Yeah.
So let me
know.
Added
that. And so, and of course, there's so many flights down to Los Cabos now.
Yeah, there is.
So easy to get
there. So easy to get to. And then you're about a 50-minute van ride.
Yeah, if I'm driving 40, if the van driver's driving an hour.
Yeah. So how does one arrange a trip to go to Rancho Leonero? And I understand right now you're offering 20% off. Is
well, we're in for the month of September, we have a lot of dates that and Jeannie or Pamela could tell you the exact dates we're running the special, but pretty much throughout September. We're running specials, 20% off the rooms, yeah.
Of course, our listeners with the Let's Talk Hookup Club card always get 10% off the rooms.
Right, exactly.
Which is a nice deal, and that can save you a lot of money on the at Rancho Leonero.
It sure does. And you know, gosh, the fishing is really so good. People should come down, especially old guests that have been coming for years. This is really a banner year with the fishing.
September is probably the peak month of fishing at Rancho Leonero.
Yeah, it is. It's really been good throughout the season. It started early because the water was warm early, and normally, September, August, September, October, which of course are our hotter months. And you know, it's funny as well. The weather's been very pleasant. You know, it hasn't been scorching hot. And you know, you're out on the point at the ranch. It's actually the name of the point is Punta Soledad, the solitary point in English. And it's sticking out in the water. So you're in the dining room and you look 180 all around you, and it's nothing but water. So the breezes come off the water. It's always really, really pleasant at the hotel, and especially in the afternoon. The east southeast breezes start about noon and blow through sundown, and keeps it nice and cool and cooled down. It's been a really pleasant year weather-wise.
The dining experience at Rancho Leonero is probably one of the greatest in the world that I've
ever experienced. I'd agree
with
that, for sure.
It is sitting out on the patio, the cool evening breezes, the sunsets, the great food, the service, everything about it. It's a spectacular 5-star-plus event with the greatest view in the world. I don't think there's anything that rivals that dining.
I don't think there's anywhere where you can get that close to the water dining. You know, when I was there very early in the game, and it's the front patio pretty much is all in federal zone, you know, right down. But they grandfathered me and gave me a variance. But you can't get any closer to the water. It's the closest spot and beautiful. And a lot of times, you know, people will be out dining and all that, and the rooster fish will start banging right in front.
A lot.
And then all of a sudden, the dining room's cleared out. Yeah. Everybody's running for the beach.
Yeah.
It's fun stuff.
It's fun stuff. Hey, here's a guy that's a regular at the Rancho Leonero Bar, Jack Nielsen. Good morning, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, I resemble that remark.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, I just wanted to say hello to my very good friend, John.
You too, Jack.
Yeah, we've had some wonderful times, and I'm coming. Look out. Wednesday, it's going to be wheels up. And probably hit Los Cabos by one and the ranch by, I would say, four.
I'll see you down there, Jack. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's like I mentioned, you know, I know you've heard the fishing's been pretty stellar this year.
Yeah. It really
has. We had yesterday, we had one boat that went out and looking for marlin and picked up and released five stripers. And nobody's going for them.
Jack will go for it. Are you fishing with Mark on Genren?
Yep. Is there any other way to do it?
Yeah. And are you fishing on Vaquero with that sea keeper?
I'm not fishing with one of John's boats. It's got to be. be Mark.
Well, and you've been fishing with Mark on that Vaquero with the sea keeper. How's that?
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. For old people.
That's amazing.
It's a blessing.
It's a blessing. You know, the good thing is you can when you have the sea keeper on, you can set your beer on the rail and it doesn't fall over.
Honest? You won't believe this, but I'm off of beer on the boat now.
No.
What?
I'm not off of Crown. Boy,
I was just going to say strictly Crown now.
Yeah. Just a little bit of Crown.
Not on the boat though. Okay. I'm a Gatorade guy all the way.
Really?
Okay, then you can set your Gatorade on the rail. And
I'll have to see this.
John will confirm for us.
See that
I think that's just an urban rumor or something like that. Where
well, that's further.
Well, don't ruin all the fun.
Yeah. Well, so how long are you spending this time down there, Jack?
I think I'm there about 10 days, maybe a week, something like that.
Cool. You know? That's awesome.
Excellent.
Until John says, would you please move out?
Never. Never.
What do you like about Rancho Leonero, Jack?
Let me tell you something. It's everything. I've been down there when the fishing wasn't all that great. Cause that's fishing. Fishing is fishing. Sometimes it's not on. I've had just a good a time, a good memory, just being there. The place is just amazing. And it's John, like you were saying, it's right on the water. You can snorkel right out in front. You can just sit there and vegetate like I like to do. You can go four-wheeling with the ATVs, and it's all kinds of stuff to do. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place, and so easy. My thing is hassle factor. The hassle factor is darn near zero to get there.
That's
2 hours
cool
on an airplane, 40 minutes on a van, and you're there.
And once you get there, we try to keep it zero, the hassle factor, once you're there as well. We keep
it pretty absolutely easy. And then the other thing is everybody knows you. And I'm there a lot, so yeah, naturally they tend to know me. But everybody you pass in the staff says hello.
Oh yeah, when we do our tournament in June, there's people that, excluding myself, that only get to go once a year, and they know everybody.
Yep.
John's personality is there. You don't have to be talking to John, it's John's personality lives there, and it's so obvious. It's a wonderful place to really enjoy good side of life.
You know, it's all family, Jack. It really is. Yeah, well, my mean tenure, the average tenure of my hotel employees is 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody's been there a long time.
No, it's true, because I've been doing it that long, and the young guys are now older guys.
Yeah, you see the same faces,
the
for
kitchen,
sure.
You know, the ladies in the kitchen and all of it, but I won't wear you out with. I could talk Rancho Leonero, what I call paradise, all day long. I won't wear you out too much anymore. But thank you, John, for many years of great time.
No, you're a good friend, Jack, and I'll see you this week.
Okay.
All right, Jack.
We'll tip one, not on the boat.
Hey,
okay.
Aren't we going to see you in the studio here pretty soon?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, you and Mark Rare, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Toward the end of this month, I believe.
I'm the deckhand.
The deckhand Jack.
And then some.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Since being the deckhand, and now that you're not drinking beer on the boat, will you serve somebody a beer?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not off beer completely.
Okay, just making sure.
Well, I drink Pacifico, just letting you know that.
Yeah.
So. It got to be like a case of beer a day on the boat was a little bit over the top.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, Jack. Well,
thanks.
Have fun
thanks,
down there.
Jack.
Be safe.
See you, Jack.
All right. See you soon.
See you next week.
Thanks a lot for the call. Yep.
You know, something I'd like to bring up. Jack, of course, they manufacture their accurate reels, but they also manufacture aircraft parts and very high tech. And Jack told me, he doesn't publicize or anything, but he made about, I don't know what percent of the SpaceX parts, but he's manufacturing a good percentage of Elon Musk's SpaceX.
Wow.
Heading for
the thing.
Cool. So you can figure his reels are high tech and precision.
Right.
Oh, no.
Sure.
That stuff is.
Cool.
Finite.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you now. Those eight people are very anxious to find out what they're going to win today for our grand prizes, and a lot to do today on Let's Talk Hookup.
You're not kidding, man. So much to cover, and so easy when you're talking about the greatest place ever, and that's Rancho Leonero. So much to cover, great information, plus the local fishing that's going on now that just won't quit with that great, you know, local tuna down south and the big giant ones out to the west. There's just so much to cover today. We got some great reports, and we got the man, John Ireland, this morning. If you want to be a part of the show, we want to hear from you. There's two ways that you can join us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or reach us on the toll-free line. That one is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking all Rancho Leonero today, talking all kinds of fun saltwater fishing, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This is a really nice one. It's one of their new frames called the Kanoa Coast. The frame itself is that matte translucent blue and black with a stripe. It's a really good-looking frame.
My number one favorite now.
Yeah, great. The lens is that new blue Hawaii lens, and you get
my number one favorite now.
Yeah.
Along with the HT.
Yeah. And that super, super thin Maui glass, which we talked about it last week. It's you get a glass lens, which the advantage of the scratch resistance and the high-end Maui glass, but literally you can't tell the difference between that and a pair of polycarbonate glasses. They're that lightweight, but you get the benefit of that killer Maui Jim glass. So anyways, a great prize. Again, a brand new pair of Maui Jim Kanoa Coast with that killer blue Hawaii lens. That's going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your chance to win that great prize, or better yet, your talk to John, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year, and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of Old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just
just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mission Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mission also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mission Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mission, the beauty and fun of Loreto is waiting for you.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. It's clearly everybody likes talking Rancho Llanero because we during the break the phones were lit up. We literally have one phone line open if you want to get through. It's 858-457-1090. Or, again, you can always try us toll-free. That one's 877-792-1090.
Indeed, you have a chance to win that Kanoa Coast with Maui Jim sunglasses. Just a fantastic pair. Now, today, of course, is the day that we're going to do the grand prize drawing. And I'm going to list the prizes that we have. There are eight qualifiers that we have. The eight qualifiers, of course, they're probably kind of tuning in, checking it out.
I would sure think so.
Dave Rohde, Mo Gannon, Sudden Miller, Matt White, Pablo Villachincho. I can't pronounce his
Pablo. Yeah, Pablo. Sorry, everybody knows Pablo.
Pablo, yeah. Mike Kemphill. We have Dave Dodge and Dave Myers from yesterday's show, which great show at
that was
Elkhorn
fun.
Ford.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody coming out. We had a huge crowd, and you know the guys at Elkhorn Ford are such great people and just good people out there. And want to thank them for all their hospitality there. But yeah, so the two grand prizes, of course, trip to Rancho Llanero and round trip tickets on Alaska Airlines. Thanks to John for that, including fishing and the whole package. The second grand prize is a Cedros kayak fishing trip for one. And, of course, that'll be, of course, one of the trips next year that includes a trip, the flights that they're now going to do from Temecula, from the U.S. You can originate the flight right from here, which is really cool. I mean, Jeff's really taking it to the next level next year. And a Hobie Mirage Drive Kayak from Fastlane Kayaks. That's a heck of a package there, along with the Rancho Llanero. So, two-look grand pack. Then, of course, the trip on the Blackjack. Your own four-pack on the Blackjack at a Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
Which is such a killer four-pack ride, too. An extremely comfortable boat. You know, they upgraded the Blackjack a few years ago to that beautiful brand-new lures. It's a really
like
comfortable, great ride. Yeah, same boat as John.
Yeah, that you have down at the ranch.
Yeah, that's the 31 lures, yeah. And beautiful boat, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The next three grand prizes are the same, a Shimano Therese rod and a Torium 20 HG.
Dude,
what a package. What's that about, you know?
$550, probably $600 in that area there.
Rod and reel, three of those. Two gift cards for Maui Jim sunglasses. Your choice, whatever you want. You get two of them worth about $500.
That's one prize? So one guy gets
one
two?
Prize.
Oh,
yeah,
well
done.
Yeah. Nice.
And the last prize, and not certainly not the least, is a $500 shopping spree at AFCO.com. You basically go on to AFCO.com, select anything you want, and then give me a list, and we order it up for you at AFCO.
That's so rad.
So that's pretty. I want to thank all our sponsors for being very generous this year for those grand prizes. We'll do it sometime later on.
I like it. I like your style.
So, hey, you're a day late. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, man.
What's up, Pete?
I didn't hear my name on that list. What's going on?
You didn't come down to the broadcast and qualify either by random draw or casting.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, my name should always appear on these prize lists. Anyway, I'm on a field research trip, on my way to a field research trip. You know, I've got to listen to you being on field research. I decided I better get on one. But
I'm
heading up to Vancouver tomorrow. I'm in Florence, Oregon today and yesterday and today. And then I'm heading for Vancouver tomorrow morning. And then Tuesday we are going to fly out to Langara Island, which is an island off of British Columbia there for some salmon, halibut, lingcod, and whatever else. But be fishing there on from Tuesday and then come back home on Saturday. But anyway, good morning, John.
Good morning, Richard. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. You guys were talking about the ranch, and I'll tell you, probably my thing about the ranch is not only the setting, but the personnel that's there. I mean, they are so gracious. I mean, they remember your name, and of course, Joel, the bartender there, makes one killer margarita. And of course, that cold beer you have on tap is really nice after a long day fishing, but it's definitely a special place, and it's small and very, very boutique-ish like. But that's
a good
what
one.
I like about
boutique.
Like
they're in now. Boutique hotels are in.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us.
Well, John, you were way ahead of the time with boutiques.
Yeah. I just
originated the boutique.
That's right.
Hotel.
I just wanted to keep it manageable, you know, and I could have built many more rooms, but then I want to make sure that everybody gets well taken care of.
And you're still at 34 rooms.
34 rooms.
That's it.
Yeah. And I have the infrastructure and everything. It wouldn't take much to build another 16 and go to 50, but it would change it, you know?
Yeah.
And,
I'll keep it like it is.
Yeah. And I intend to. I intend to. Absolutely. Thank you, Gas Man. I appreciate
it. Anyway, just a quick short report. Loretto, Danny Talamanta's up there reporting some good yellowtail fishing going on at the usual spots. Punta Pulpito, Coronado, Punta Coyote, there's a nice yellowtail there, nice 20, 25-pound yellowtail. Dorado Bite kind of dropped down the ship, but they were getting some bigger fish rather than some smaller fish, so they had some nice bulls coming in this past week. So some really good fishing, even though it did slow down this past week in Loretto. We moved down to East Cape, San Jose del Cabo area. There, the Gordo Banks there, Eric Brixton reporting. There's some big fish out at the Gordo Bank, not only bigger tuna, but they're also getting some big marlin coming in there. They had one of the 22-foot pongas caught a 500-pound black on a live bonita they were trolling. And so those are starting to show up, and the big tuna are there. And then, of course, up inside the Cortez there, up around the Iman Bank and Vino Rama and San Luis and those areas, those tuna are still there. Even though the bite did slow down this past week, they were still getting some 80-pound tuna there and a lot of those fish in that 15- to 30-pound class. And they were getting a few Dorado. No Wahoo this week, but look for things to open up here the next week or two and get back into a really good bite there. The fish are there. I think there's just some things, maybe too much bait in the water or whatever, but look for that to really rebound here the next few days. But anyway, Pete, just to mention, I've put together another Pedicee trip. The first one sold out.
Wow, so nice.
I'm putting one for the week before, May 25 to June 1. $16.49 gives you a full week in Panama. 4 days of panga fishing, all the meals, transfers, first and last night hotel. Just got to add airfare to that. It's a fantastic trip. And then we still have some rooms available for our Let's Talk Hookup Loretto Rumble, May 19 to 23. Want to join that trip? Give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll try to give you guys a call I won't have cell service on Saturday morning, but I'll call back on Sunday of next week and let you know how that trip went.
Sounds like a plan, Cast Man. And I'll tell you what, you're going to be a busy guy between our Loretto Rumble at the La Mission Hotel and then two Pedicee trips in May. That's going to be busy.
Yeah, get home the 23rd and leave the 25th.
Ah, okay.
Yikes.
All right, Castman, have a great time up in Canada, and have you got your A's yet?
My who?
Your A? A?
Oh, A? Yeah, that's right. I got to get to work on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of hard with a you know, Mexican accent.
Yeah,
see?
That's it. Yeah. All right, Castman, have fun on your trip, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Have a good one,
Richard.
All
right, boys, talk to you then.
Okay, buddy.
All right, very good. That's fun. Castman, very good. Let's go ahead and jam-pack phone lines. One line open, 877-792-1090. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we start it off with Paul? He's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Paul, thanks for getting us started on the phones here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, John, Pete, and Rick. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Okay, John, my question to you is, what are some of your couple packages for a wife that doesn't fish? And while the husband's fishing, what can she do?
Wow, that's real common. That's pretty common. Yeah, we have a lot of fish widows running around the ranch, and they bunch up. There's a lot to do at the ranch. We've got stand up paddle boards. We've got kayaks. Really good snorkeling. We've got a reef in front. We've got a reef in front that's the best snorkeling in the world. And I've snorkeled and dove all over the world. It truly is. And there's always something to do. They hang out around the pool and enjoy themselves. If you don't want to fish, yeah, we have a massage. Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a gym and the days go by really fast. It's really easy but if you're looking for a fishing partner and you don't want to fish solo, normally you can. I put the bar. There's a number of other guys whose wives did not want to fish that you can buddy up with as well and go out. And that's normally how it works. The boats are relatively cheap. You can get on a Super Panga for $350 and have the whole boat to yourself, which is what a lot of people do. And
yeah,
you keep all the fish. They catch just as many as the cruisers. So.
Sure, yeah. And you know, with the Cabo craziness now is the only way I can describe it. You know, and that's for some people. If you want to go down and whoop it up and, you know,
it's huge.
Go crazy down there, I mean, that's fine. But Rancho Leonero offers all that Mexico has to offer with a really calm, seduced atmosphere and a place to relax more than any other place. It's very, very reasonably priced. Nobody bugs you. Nobody comes and solicits
you. No vendors kicking. Occasionally they'll come in the evening and
They'll be down on the beach. You don't allow them on the property.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not allowed up on the property.
Yeah.
It's you know what's interesting about the ranch is, a lot of Mexicans and we have clients from Cabo San Lucas come from Cabo.
They want to escape the crazy, coming to relax.
To get away, want a relaxing vacation from Cabo. Yeah. And politicians as well. We have two of the ex-governors that come every Easter and hang at the beach and everything. And it's kind of ironic because it's the most Mexican-style hotel, of course, owned by the only American in the area.
But, you know, the funny thing, too, is that when we do our Rancho Leonero Let's Talk Hookup Tournament in June, which is really fun, Paul, and you guys are certainly welcome to come down and join us, too, for that. A lot of couples.
Yeah,
and it's the same scenario. The couples stay and hang out by the pool. They go paddleboarding or kayaking or snorkeling. They go rent quads together and go quadding up the beach and in the arroyos. It's beautiful. They take a day trip to La Paz or even Cabo.
There's waterfalls.
Horseback riding?
Do have horseback riding. They bring them right to the ranch, and you can ride up and down the beach. We got waterfalls back behind.
Is there gear there? Or do I need to bring my own gear?
Oh no, we have everything. We have everything. When they started charging extra for your baggage and your rods and all that, we include everything. We have spin casting rigs for the beach, and the boats are well equipped. All you need to bring is your sunglasses and your shorts and a T-shirt, flip-flops, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and sometimes if you have favorite reels, a lot of times I'll bring my reels, fresh line on it, and I like specific reels and stuff like that. Just use their rods. You can throw your reels in the bag, and then...
Your carry-on bag. Be careful about it. No line on carry-on. So you have to put it in a check bag.
But if you don't want to bring anything... They've got everything.
And you might convince her to go fishing with you one day. We just talked about it earlier, but we had a couple come in, and they're on their honeymoon, just there for 3 days, and I don't think they intended to fish at all. And we talked them into going out six wahoo later. They came in at 1 o'clock with six wahoo.
The thing about the East Cape too is it traditionally is a very calm. You know, you don't typically have real big swell. It's calm, and the days aren't super long, hardcore. You know, you wouldn't be taking your gal on a dark to dark mission in rough weather. You have a nice breakfast and you get on the boat and you go fish. And if you want to come back a little early and have a margarita in the pool, that's fine. I mean, it's your day and your boat. And if you want to cut it short, you can.
Exactly.
If you want to stay out all day, you can. I mean, it's really, really easy.
Well, you know, the fishing has been so close that a lot of times the wife will come in after half the day and the boat will turn right back around, drop her off at the pier, and they're back out in the mix. Or if somebody gets seasick, that happens all the time. But this year, the bite has been incredibly close, all within 45 minutes at the most. So you can come in and go back out.
That's cool.
It's a good, awesome. Come at the right time of the year, Paul, and you guys would have a great time for sure.
We'll take good care of you.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them. This time, talk to Dave, who's calling us from ANZA this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, John, my buddy and I sure enjoyed the stay with you down there 3 weeks ago. And I want to thank you for the weather, too. You know, it was more hot and humid up here in Southern California than it was at the East Cape.
Yeah.
You know, it's not often you go down there to cool off in August, but we certainly did that.
Yeah,
cool.
I mentioned that early. It has been a very moderate, nice weather year. It really has down there, even with that warm water.
Okay. You know, I've been coming there for several years. In fact, my first trip down there was the first Let's Talk Hookup tournament back in 1995, and been back there many times since. I was kind of wondering on the flights down there, I know the airport in Cabo is so close, it's so modern, quick drive to get to the ranch. Well, I've flown in a couple times to La Paz. I know it's a longer drive, but I kind of enjoyed that too, seeing that high country, and I love that town of El Triunfo, the mining town. I just kind of wonder, do you have a personal preference on where you like flying in when you go down to the ranch?
Well, it's a time factor for me. So I normally fly into Cabo Airport. However, La Paz is a good way to get in. Volaris flies in and out of there,
How much longer a drive is it?
It's about an hour and a half.
So it's another half hour.
Yeah, it's another half hour. But again, you go through
a lot of historical
spots. El Triunfo particularly is an interesting spot. It was started by the French, a gold mining town, and it's right in the middle of town. There's a perfect smokestack that comes up that was from the old smelter. And Alfred Eiffel, the Eiffel Tower, was the one who designed and built it.
Wow.
So a lot of history. It was the largest city on the west coast of North America in the early 1800s.
Really?
Yeah,
because
there
of the
was
gold
a
mining.
Population of 12,000. Now there's probably a population of 200.
Yeah.
Christie Walton, Walmart, bought the whole thing and it's resurrected.
The whole town.
The whole town. She bought a lot of property around there. And they're redoing it all. There's some nice restaurants in there. It's unreal.
Yeah, I went through really there not cool. too long ago.
Oh, a lot of history.
It's a really cool town. And that's another day trip that you could do out of Rancho Leonero.
Yeah.
It's only, 40 minutes from the ranch?
Right, yeah. No, even less than that, half an hour.
Yeah.
And it's unique. There's so much history down there. You don't really realize how it predates us up here, by centuries, Hernan Cortez was down there and I forget what it was, 1511, and landed at the Los Cruces. It predates us by 300 years up here. And there's the mission chain started down there. There's just a lot of history.
Yeah.
It always blows me away.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff.
Pretty awesome. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning,
Dave.
Thank you, David. Nice seeing you, buddy.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting at home. We got a lot of stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and for this Yellowfin, Skipjack, local fishing, nothing better than Tranks, right?
Oh, man, I agree with you. Tranks 400 right now is like the most perfect reel to take out for this fish when, you know, whether you're casting a little popper, a small Colt sniper. You know, one of the things that's really overlooked right now are those real small flat falls, those 80-gram and 100-gram flat falls. That Tranks 400 is the single most perfect reel for it. Great casting, holds plenty of line, lots of power, but so lightweight and so easy to cast that small sardine that we have right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And the power. You hook one of those bigger models, the 30, 40-pounders, you can get them
exactly
on the Tranks 400.
A great buddy who just came back from Guadalupe on the Royal Star yesterday, our buddy Eric Dahlkamp, was telling us he was fishing his Tranks 400 at Guadalupe and had a yellowfin that bottomed out his 50-pound scale. He said, ooh, at no point did he ever feel like he was undergunned with that Tranks 400.
Match that with a nice Terramar or Therese rod. You've got a machine,
yeah,
that
no
can
doubt
land those tuna. Check it out. Tranks 400, Therese, Terramar, at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Today, the Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish right when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase your fresh fish, your smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros have also become famous for their lines of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You'll be hooked. And, Pete, you missed a great show with Sean and Kristen in here. And not only were we talking all about Fisherman's Processing, they brought a little sample pack of some of their great spices and rubs they have. They are so good.
Yeah,
they are nice. Killing it there at Fisherman's Processing. Let's find out what's going on the water right now. And we're going to start it off at Badana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Great.
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Good, good. Well, hey, we had a pretty good week up here again. You know, just things just keep rolling along. Half day and three quarter day trips. You know, we've been fishing that calico bass pretty good. Pretty much all on the fly line sardine this week was a way to go for us with that kelp bass. Most of the hard bottom spots close to the harbor have been fished on those half day trips, and then further down the coast there, the three quarter day guys we've been fishing in on the beach. Kind of that barn kelp, yellowtail kelp sectors. You know, we've seen some better grade yellowtail in some of these little zones here, too. 20 to 25-pound fish, you know, have been making a daily showing down there. But, you know, the ones we've hooked have found, you know, what's remaining of the kelp. It's been kind of a tie-off, break-off kind of a deal on some of that. But, man, this bass fish is still doing its thing. So, day or two this week, the water did cool off in some of those areas. So, we kind of slipped to the outside, got some cod in our counts. Just kind of mix it up like that. Off the beach for us, this Dorado fishing gets still good enough for us to keep after it. There's been a couple good blocks of water there where we've seen that fish, and it's not too terribly far from our harbor. We're talking like inside of 12 miles. So there's been some days where we've had some good little catches on that. I know Thursday the San Mateo had a good kelp out there. He had 18 fish for his handful of guys on his charter. Wednesday the Dana Pride had a dozen, I think, fish like that out there. So, you know, we're seeing that stuff, and we do have trips on the books out there. I know we have a trip tomorrow. There's a couple trips midweek with some openings. So if you guys want to hop on one of those trips, certainly call the landing and make a reservation. And then lastly, yesterday we got a good little infusion of some bonito close to the harbor. A nice fish. That stuff ranged from like 2 to 8 pounds, and there was quite a bit of it. There's some good jig stops, some bait stops, and stuff like that. So I made that fun for the half-day guys fishing close to the harbor yesterday. So things are still hitting here for us. You guys want to hop on a trip? Certainly call the landing. The phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can also book online through danawharf.com. And you guys want to save some money on one of these local half or three-quarter day trips, the code this time is going to be HU25, like hookup, HU25. That'll save you 25% on one of these local trips, not just for an adult. That'll save you on that kid's boat, too. So if you guys want to come along, use that code and save some money.
Deal, man. It's a great opportunity to save a few bucks on what is already a great trip, especially hearing how good that is. That's one of the things I think is so cool about you guys up at Dana Wharf is that's not like a promotion for the off time of year. I mean, he's heard another fantastic report week after week, and still those opportunities to save some dough on those local trips. You guys sure take care of our fishermen, Willie, and we really appreciate it. And I know some great fishing going on at Dana Wharf, and looking forward to hearing another great report next week.
Cool, yeah, we're hoping that it rides it out this week as well. So thanks for the time, guys, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. Now let's head on down to Cedros Island, Cedros Sport Fishing, and talk to Jeff. Jeff, last time we talked to you, you were hopping on the plane. How'd that trip go?
Oh, good morning, Pete, Ricky, John. Great show. Rosie just reminded me that I had to call in, and I had to jump up, run to the phone.
Yeah. That's like a fresh report.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we got back on Thursday, but that was a fantastic week of fishing down at the lodge. Weather was absolutely stunningly beautiful. A little cooler than it was about 3 weeks ago when I was down there. But I'll tell you what, the fish are there. You work at it, you're going to get your limit. You're going to have a lot of fun.
No doubt, man. That's awesome. Sounds like some great, great opportunities. Nice to hear that the weather was right for you guys and the fish were biting, Jeff.
Yeah, good quality fish up there at the north end of the island. We were lucky enough because the weather was decent enough. We wrapped around the top end, went a little bit down further on the west side in some of the coves, and
there's
big, so cool.
big yellowtail up there. Kind of a notable mention, we have Fred Brandt from Seeker Rods down there with his better half, Deborah. And I'll tell you guys, you got to work a little harder because the ladies are putting a hurt on us guys this year for big fish.
That's cool. How big?
50-pound yellowtail.
Oh,
no,
man.
Kidding, a 50-pounder.
And I can't even imagine. I've peeked around that north end. Most of the time the weather's a little tough, but there's got to be some giant calicos all over the place up there, huh?
Oh, we finished off a couple of days up there with the calicos near the lighthouse. Come back around after that afternoon, wind picks up a little bit. And it was, 7 out of 10 casts, nothing under 3 pounds, 4 pounds. I mean, it was crazy fishing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sounds good. Well, I know season's starting to wind down at Cedros Sport Fishing, but there's still opportunity to fish this year. And, of course, our two trips that we're sponsoring are up on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page, booking quickly. So if you want to get in, you better get on it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we have, I'm not mistaken, probably 14 or 15 trips left for the season. We've got a few spots that have opened up, but they seem to be filling quite quickly when people find out they're available. So take a look at what we have rest of this year and then definitely dial in for next year. I think we're already about 80% sold out for next year.
Oh, that's man, awesome, that's awesome. Well, how do we find you? We want to go to Cedros Sport Fishing.
Do it at CedrosSportFishing.com, or you can call Rosie at 619-772-7570, and she'll be happy to talk to you about what we're doing down there and get you on the list and get you down and have some fun.
Right on,
fly
Jeff.
Right out of CBX at Tijuana. You're on the island fishing in no time.
It was
when we had wheels up, we were 7:15 off of Cedros, and we were across standing at the curb at 10:30.
My goodness.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S.
That's cool, buddy.
Awesome.
Nice job, Jeff.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
Right.
We'll talk to you
Jeff.
Next week.
Great show, guys.
All right.
All right, let's hit the surf now. We're going to the beach with Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Hey, Gundy.
The surf must be loaded with Corbina because I was walking down on my boat yesterday, and I saw, like, a giant Corbina, like, mulling around.
Really?
Looking for crabs, like, as I was walking down the dock. I was like, wow, look at that thing.
You know, Pete, you find some of the biggest Corbina inside the harbors, actually, you know, at this time of year. I think the state record was a 7-pound-plus fish that was caught inside Dana Point Harbor. But I know what you're talking about. They're darn hard to get close to, though, when they're in that gin-clear water. But it's neat to watch them, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's well, we'll start, you know, so like you said, solid fishing in the Highliners, the Corbina action. Also interesting, an influx of sand bass. You know, we haven't really seen a lot of sand bass, and maybe there's a sign that fishery is going to make a rebound for us. And then several more striped bass. Let's get started. Up north, hook, line, sinker reported good week of halibut fishing. Last week's grunion run and cooler temperatures up there kicked up the halibut by Black Rock, Sandbar, Goleta were some of the hot spots. Electric grunion, flash minnow, solid bait there. Short to just legal white sea bass also taken off Goleta and Rincon. I think the biggest fish, 30 inches, something like that. Wiley's reported very good mixed bag fishing. Anglers report a mix of sand bass, perch, yellowfin croaker, those white sea bass, Corbina, just the whole deal really going. A few legal halibut have also shown up this week. Cut anchovy's been the top bait for that. And like I said, the Malibu Pier there, the guys are getting good numbers of sand bass. The hot Corbina bite continued along South Bay beaches. 3-pound, 12-ounce fish was the top fish taken off Torrance Beach there on a soft shell sand crab. The good bite continues. Just really good conditions there. Good bite also on leopard sharks and a few seven gills showing up. Haven't seen many of those lately. Firecracker yellowtail in King Harbor. Ketchum and Newport Beach reported good Corbina action along the piers, the street jetties. Scrounging the bigger sand crabs near the jetty rock or the pier piling has been the key there to get those big nuggets, and soft shell even better. Very good action there. Hogan's and Dana Point reported consistent Corbina action along Capel Bay, lifeguard headquarters, below the pier, state park, all the usual good spots there. Mussel and lugworms has been a good backup. Some guys are reporting that, you know, the fish are turning down the sand crabs, and having a backup bait is not a bad idea. And very good sand bass bite off the San Clemente Pier there. The guys are bouncing Zoom flukes, drop shot style along the bottom, catching fish up to 3 pounds there. Pacific Coast wrapped up their Corbina Derby with a 3-pound, 12-ounce fish. Kind of curious down here. They only had 5 fish weighed in. The guys reported very tough month. A lot of no takes for those guys. I don't know if you remember a couple months ago, they were posting 4-pound fish every day, it seemed like it. But things happen out there in the ocean, and the guys struggled to get bites this month. Blue Water reported 4 double-digit stripers taken this week, and then a 25-pounder was stuck by a spear fisherman right off Ponto. So that's something else we've seen all summer, those striped bass hanging around that Del Mar, Ponto area. And some guys taking advantage of it. So very good mixed bag fishing, Pete. And, you know, the Corbina, I guess we got another little push of warm water for the south. So I'm looking at a really good Corbina month here for September.
Okay, you're on, man. You're on. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru. Of course, great article in Western Outdoor News this week. Check it out. Gundy, you're doing a great job writing for Western Outdoor News. Check it out in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. And, of course, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
That's right, Pete. Expanded surf report in Western Outdoor News if you guys want more information.
Perfect, Gundy. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Great show.
Thanks, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up.
Actually, we have Mike Pritchard calling us live from the Tribute before we wrap up that catch report. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Mike. Great. How's the fishing?
You know what? It's pretty darn good. Yesterday, first day of a 2.5-day Plaitik-sponsored trip, we fished down the beach and very, very good yellowfin fishing. Knocked out limits of yellowfin for the day. 27 Dorado and plenty of skipjack and a couple of yellowtails to go with it. But very, very good fishing and starting to see a lot of the stuff on kelps, which is, it's that time of year.
Boy, it's good living that is that close to home that you can get it done that quickly on the first half of a 2-day trip, Mike.
Yes, it is. You know, fish are anywhere from, 40 to 55 miles. But here we're at St. Clemente Island, you know, trying to catch some of these big ones. We did hook two of our bigger fish this morning. Unfortunately, we lost both of them.
Oh.
Sound like there was a little bit of a go-around before daylight. Very, very crowded, as you can imagine. Some guys are still pulling on fish, but hopefully we can catch a few big ones to wrap it up. But, yes, very, very good yellowfin fishing. Sound like pretty much everybody down there yesterday had limits, if not close to limits. And some of the dorado are up into the low 20-pound range, so very nice quality fish.
What did you hook your big ones on, Mike, this morning?
Both of them were on the flat fall. One of them we pulled the hook on, and one of them got chewed off. Sounded like some guy. I know Pat on the Pacific Dawn still has a couple of fish hanging. Hook five, and he's down to two. You know, these big things are interesting, to say the least, as far as the hook-to-land ratio.
You bring up a really good point, Mike, too, that the number of fish on the boat doesn't ever tell the tale, especially when it comes to big ones. I mean, if you're lucky enough to see one or two, sometimes it takes five or six, you know, go-rounds or more for those ones to happen. Those big ones, they're not easy to put on the boat. They're good at getting away.
Yeah, you know, I think Marcus ran the prowler yesterday, and I don't know. I think he hooked somewhere around a dozen fish. I don't know if he ever got one in the morning. There was some fish caught throughout the day yesterday, and then for the guys that were out here last night, same deal. It sounded like there was some pretty good hits on the flat fall. As far as the land ratio, I couldn't tell you. I'm sure a lot of those fish were being pulled on well into, you know, the wee hours, but pretty good shots at them. And you know, for the guys that are coming out here fishing this big bluefin, you know, you got to invest some time and some effort into it. You only need one.
You only need one. Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to come on the tribute, what's your schedule?
We get in tomorrow morning. Tomorrow night still has 10 spots open for our one-day trip. We will be fishing that yellowfin and that dorado. It is nice to get out here and get a chance to pull on these big fish. But with the way that yellowfin and dorado fishing is picking back up, and it looks like we're going to have phenomenal weather here for throughout the week. Last week we had some funky weather, and it put it down for a little bit. But starting to see this mixed fish on kelps, and hearing about a few big eye here, and there's not exactly the worst thing either. So we're going to be down there targeting yellowfin, dorado, and yellowtail.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, I'm on my way out there right after the show, so round them up for me. I'll see you when we get out there.
All right. You guys have a great weekend. Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. We are open party, overnight limited load all week, and there's spots available.
And beautiful weather, you mentioned, for a great time on the tribute. Thanks, Mike Pritchard, for all you do. Appreciate those reports, and we'll talk to you very soon. Good luck out there. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Reminder today, Catch Report is sponsored by that great new product designed by Bill Varney to make it easier for you to catch sand crabs on the beach. You can find the Crab and Go at your favorite tackle stores, including Angler's Choice, Hogan's Tackle, Fisherman's Hardware, Island Tackle, or at surffishtackle.com. I know we gave one away at our live broadcast yesterday.
They're pretty
great device for catching sand crabs.
Easy.
Yeah, that was
you
a really, really good call.
You just hang it from your belt, and you walk and go.
There you go.
Crab and Go.
I dig it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour with John Ireland, and we're taking your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having their 7th annual parking lot show and customer appreciation day, Saturday, September 15th. This is truly a big event with unbelievable sale prices from all participating manufacturers. Meet reps from Shimano, PowerPro, Seeker, Phoenix, Daiwa, Avet, AFCO, Accurate, Berkeley, Mustad, Okuma, MC Swim Baits, CalStar, Seaguar, and more. Over 20 manufacturers will be there. Take advantage of tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle. Free reel service with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big as the Longfin shows their appreciation with a huge raffle with hundreds of free giveaways. You will certainly find what you want at unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. It's all happening Saturday, September 15th from 7 to 7 at the Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 Freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
XEBRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Hey, this is Jeff from Sagos Kayak Fishing. Year one was a huge success for us down at the island, and we are already having very good fishing for our trips in 2018. Our fleet of Hobie kayaks are fully dialed in. Our beautiful secluded compound has all the creature comforts that will make you feel right at home. My warm, friendly staff will take care of all your needs while you are with us, and I will personally guide you at all my favorite spots around this majestic island. Pack light as we are washing clothes every day, and our fully stocked tackle shop has everything you need to ensure a great time at the island. Our biggest upgrade this year was to our menu. With the addition of our beautiful Traeger grill, we are enjoying some fabulous lunch and dinner meals, as well as smoking lots of fish for you to bring home and enjoy weeks after your trip returns. Come join me for your next trip to Sagos Island for fishing or just exploring. Visit our website at www.sagoskayakfishing.com or just give me a call at 760-412-2507. I'll make sure you have all the info you need for a successful trip to Sagos Island.